The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, July 5, 2023. Prime Minister and member of the Political Bureau, Manuel Marrero Cruz, described the activity of attention to the population as a matter of vital importance today more than ever in the midst of the complex situation that the country is going through. On Tuesday, during the meeting to check work in 2022 by the Department of Attention to the Population of the Palace of the Revolution, Marrero assured that the attention to the proposals of the voters and the people in general constitutes a priority of the party, of the government, of the state, and therefore it has to be so for each one of the levels of all the institutions and structures of the country. Maria del Carmen Cedeño Rodriguez, head of the Department of Attention to the Population of the Palace of the Revolution, explained that in 2022, 684,976 cases were attended to in the country, most of which were linked to requests for housing, land, medical attention, delinquency, enacting against illegalities, as well as lack of water. Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz spoke about the art of listening, answering, and solving the questions because, he said, in the procedures we cannot say that we have achieved, that they have an expeditious course. There is still excess of bureaucracy in this important matter. He recalled that the activity of attention to the population has constitutional rank and therefore urged to establish efficient work systems to guarantee this mandate of our Constitution. Cuba stressed on Tuesday as the pro tempore president of the Group of 77 plus China that time is running out to adopt the necessary decisions and actions to reverse climate change. Speaking at the meeting of top authorities and ministers of environment, science, technology, and innovation of the bloc, Cuban Minister of Environment, Science, Technology, and Innovation Elba Rosa Perez said that this process can only mean more extreme and damaging hydrometeorological events for people, cities, crops, power generation, and production systems. Something must be done if we want to bequeath a different reality to the new generations, said the Cuban minister, who called for the implementation of the Global Strategy for Sustainable Consumption and Production until 2030. He explained that a challenge of such a magnitude on which the survival of current and future generations rely can only be faced with a solid political will and the growing use of science, technology, and innovation. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel highlighted recent results by Cuba's athletes who won gold medals in women's handball, men's volleyball, shooting, and fencing competitions at the 24th Central American and Caribbean Sports Games of San Salvador 2023. Through Twitter, the also first secretary of the party's Central Committee pondered the courage of Cuban athletes and affirmed that the national anthem continues to be heard at a sports event. He underscored Cuba's victory by the handball and men's volleyball teams, as well as in the 25-meter rapid-fire pistol and in the individual saber events. The 22nd Art Fair in La Rampa returns with the best of national popular art and crafts from July 14 to September 2, the Havana government's digital portal announced. The event will continue at its usual venue in the Cuba Pavilion in Vedado with the sale and exhibition of works by prominent artisans and artists. There will also be presentations by valuable exponents of Cuban music, dance, plastic arts, literature, theater, and creation for children, among other manifestations. Arte en la Rampa this summer will be dedicated to the 4th Congress of the Hermanos Saiz Association and the 45th anniversary of the Cuban Fund for Cultural Assets. In addition, it will celebrate the 35th anniversary of the Artex Company and the 60th anniversary of the Cuba Pavilion. This is part of a program designed with the aim of providing recreational options at a time of the year as long awaited as summer, according to the source. The 26th meeting of the Sao Paulo Forum, which met in Brasilia for 4 days, declared Cuba a universal heritage of dignity for maintaining its heroic resistance against the United States blockade. The Cuban people's dignity is an example for all nations and popular parties of the world, stated the final declaration of the 26th edition of the Mechanism of Coordination of Progressive Parties of Movements of 27 Latin American and Caribbean countries. In the text, the forum demanded the unconditional lifting of the criminal and intensified economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the government of the United States on the Cuban people for more than 60 years and demanded the Cuba's exclusion from the state sponsors of terrorism list. The group rejected the unilateral sanctions against Nicaragua and Venezuela and the interference in the internal affairs of these countries. It called to overcome differences and to build the broadest unity in the diversity of parties, social and popular movements, and progressive and leftist intellectuals within each organization, country, and the continent. We will continue together for regional integration to advance Latin American and Caribbean sovereignty, the text stressed. And in the international agenda, we have that. The Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, will present a special report on the opportunities and challenges represented by the extraction and industrialization of lithium in the region. Argentina, Bolivia, and Chile form the so-called lithium triangle because they concentrate the world's largest reserves of the mineral. The study of the ECLAC will examine the role these nations have in the global value chain of batteries for telephones, computers, and cars, which the white gold is currently mainly used in addition to being used in aeronautics, in the manufacturing of ceramics and lenses for telescopes, as a thickener for greases and lubricants, and in nuclear industries. The report includes public policy guidelines that can contribute to a productive development agenda around this resource, as well as its industrialization with clean technologies for energy transition. Meanwhile, the Brazilian Union General Attorney's Office has nearly finished filing new lawsuits against Jair Bolsonaro after the former president was declared ineligible by the Electoral Court. This came after the Minister of Justice, Flavio Dino, indicated that he would send a request to the General Attorney's Office for the analysis of compensation for damages caused to the judiciary of the Union and to Brazilian society. This occurs after the former president was disqualified by the Superior Electoral Tribunal for abuse of political power and improper use of public media during the past elections. The objective of the Public Ministry of Accounts is to litigate the application of administrative sanctions and the reimbursement of damage caused to the public treasury. Bolsonaro has yet to answer before the Supreme Court for his attacks on Brazilian democracy. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.